Now I'm here with John, and John is an aficionado of coffees, and he's just whooshed through the kitchen while I was preparing this Cult of Dawn and had a sip. What's your reaction, John?
It's lovely. It's really, really nice. It's got a little bit of acidity, but it's not overly acidic, and it still has a lot of body, and I'd happily drink lots of those.
So the dose is, I mean, they suggest between 18 and 19, but my basket just needs a bit more. So I had to go almost to 20 gram, actually, and I did a few extractions. And I upped the temperature to, at the brew head, 93.5, if that's as accurate as Rocket allows me to do. Mm-hmm. And I myself felt, first I kept it at kind of 92.5 or 92, mm-hmm. and it wasn't as nice as yours now. That's why I let you try my last extraction. And still it runs a bit too fast, so I got just about 36 gram of fluid, and it should be around 30.
Okay.
And it was in 26 seconds.
26 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. But it is still, I think, a bit volatile, because not that it spat when it came out of the naked porter filter, but it could have run a little bit kind of thicker and smoother. Mm-hmm. So it'd be interesting to watch that bean for the next couple of days.
Definitely.
Yeah. What would you suggest, actually, to kind of improve that extraction?
Well, if you wanted some more body, perhaps, then perhaps you could slow it down again. Perhaps up the dose a little bit more, just to see what would happen. I mean, you said it works well with slightly higher dose in your machine, so you could try that and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you think, because you know a lot of coffee now, would that take to milk well, in your opinion?
In my opinion, yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the acidity doesn't dominate. I don't think it would clash with milk in that sense. Mm-hmm. And I think it's got enough substance so that it'll come through milk well. I think it would
be very nice.
Of course,
at workshop, they do serve it, obviously, also as a milk-based drink. They've got a Cinesso, so I think they can also do pre-infusion, which I think I'm missing, which adds to that kind of viscosity that you're and full bodiness in the mouth. Yeah. But I'm going to give it a try. So if you're still floating through the kitchen tomorrow, John, maybe we'll have a latte or a flat white.
Lovely. All right.
Thank you, John.